Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
All right, when you signed up for a plural relationship, you probably didn't expect to get your vagina steamed. This and much, much more today on AfterBuzz's Seeking Sister Wife After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is a sizzling episode for more than one reason. What's up, guys? How's everybody doing?
Hey,
good. Thank you guys so much for joining us here, AfterBuzz TV. Of course, this is the Seeking Sister Wife After Show. We're going to go through the entire episode. We're going to break it down. Lots and lots and lots of stuff to talk about. Before we get into it, I want to introduce the rest of my panel, the Snowden family, to my immediate left, because we like to switch it up and throw you guys off kilter so they switch seats every time. To my left is Dimitri.
Hey, what's going on?
Further over, Ashley.
Musical chairs. Hey, guys.
And then welcome back from Exile Island, Vanessa.
I'm alive.
She's been voted back.
You can take me off the Survivor panel, but you can't take the Survivor. Whatever. Okay. We're so glad to see you guys. Before we jump in and get real specific, Vanessa, you're coming back here. What did you think, overall thoughts of the episode?
Oh,
how's your hoo-ha?
Well, like I said in the episode, I have a lot of feelings, lots of feelings about this episode. It was a good one. One of my favorite to date.
Mine too.
Yeah. All right. Whoa. That isn't confirmed yet as for the episode.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not.
Ashley, what did you think?
Yeah, kind of the same. It's a fun episode.
Yeah.
Kind of all over the place, though, with regard to how each family is living and experiencing polygamy at this time. But
absolutely.
Yes. Very good.
So we're going to get into it. We're going to break down all four families as normal. And, of course, we've got our special pre-newlywed game with the Snowdens. Let's jump right in and talk about your boy, Jeff. So, of course, we know that, again, they're really stretching this storyline out. Sorry. We know Jennifer did not come. We get it already. Jennifer didn't come. And Jeff still wants to get to the bottom of this. That's literally all we saw of them this episode. So they're still working through it. Not much to say.
No, fair? Fair. I appreciate it, though. Jeff is taking a heuristic approach, right? He's drilling down to the nth degree to make sure it's official that he's got all the evidence and the data to support that thing. He doesn't want to make any assumptions.
Yeah,
true.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. At the whole time this is going on, though, do you think they're also looking for another potential? Like, are they online? Are they doing their profiles and things like that? Because they're just saying, look, like, if it doesn't work out with her, at least let's keep going with options.
That's a good question. That would be a very millennial thing to do if they were smart. But I feel like they're very traditional and they put all their energy and focus into one person. And I admire that about them.
Yeah, they're pretty laser focused.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But I'm sure they're still getting inboxed.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. We don't know. Maybe they are
millennial about it. Whether they're responding to it or not. That's
right.
True.
Well, we'll keep praying for it. We'll see what happens next episode. Let's move real quick over to Colton. Because, again, these two families, not a ton of stuff going on this episode. Mm-hmm. So, really positive, which I'm glad the producers let them do this. Of course, they had a connection online with a woman named Jay, but Jay didn't want to appear on the show, right? But
is Jay her real name?
Sure. Is Jay her real name? At least that's her profile name.
That is her initial.
Right.
Her
initial.
I didn't understand why the producers just didn't say, video chat and we'll blur it out, which is exactly what they do.
The voice, hi, my name is Jay.
Right. Sure.
Sorry, what was that again?
That's how you do it. It's my other job.
It's the other blurring voices. It's a very specific voiceover talent.
It's niche. Very specific.
It's very niche.
High demand. Very high demand.
High demand.
We got to keep money coming in.
That's right. We talked a little bit last week how we could understand where this person is coming from. They might be new to the lifestyle. They don't want to blow themselves up or anything like that.
Right.
But the whole time, I said, why don't the producers just blur it out and mess with their voice? Yeah. Which is what they do in this episode. And this was my key takeaway from the point. Colton, they start talking a little bit, and Colton says, you know, it's not really my decision. Of course, I get a little bit of input into the new woman we might be bringing into our lives, mm-hmm. but it's really my wives who have the immediate decision. Mm-hmm. Is that common? Is that kind of the norm that we see in plural relationships, that the women are really mm-hmm. controlling whether or not a new potential wife comes in?
It's not the norm. There are specific practices and there may be some context of religion that will say that, hey, it's the man's decision.
Right.
I know that's the thing that Colton and I both share, is that, you know, whoever comes in the family is really ultimately up to them. I'm not going to create a hell right. by having right. someone home that doesn't work.
She is, guys.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Deal with her.
Yeah. Right. So I'll have to deal with it.
We'll deal with it. We'll deal with you too. Yeah, right.
I'm not interested. So
that's a great show right there, potentially. Yeah.
Deal with it. Tonight on 9 o'clock.
Like Seeking Redemption or something.
Yes.
Then it'd be Snapped, I think, is the show. If I...
right. Yeah, so I think, I mean, that's what him and I both share, is that it's definitely, you know, if Vanessa and I make this, you know, we make it work and she comes home and it's official, if we seek a third wife, it's up to both Ashley and her.
Right.
Who, if she actually makes it through. And sure. again, they have discernment.
Yeah.
Again, I'm a man and they see things I don't. They know women better than I do. I always say this.
100%. 100%.
So, yeah.
That's one point. But the next point that I really wanted to get into, and the main thing for me, was Colton starts to talk and he immediately says, are you familiar with the Mormon faith? Mm-hmm. What's your background? And whatnot? And we find out that Jay is completely unfamiliar with Mormonism. Mm-hmm. She was raised Catholic. Mm-hmm. And we see in their confessional or their talk that that is of utmost importance to them. No surprise. We could have told you that, right? And it's pretty much a deal breaker. Is this not something that you find out, Ashley, right away? Like, I would think that would be the first initial thing. Are you Mormon? No. Are you willing to convert? Yes or no? And then if not, why bother talking or even going down the path?
I think it depends on what is their deal breaker, because perhaps they are open to converting. Or maybe they're open to, you know, someone else kind of learning the ways
right.
and making that decision yeah. later.
Yep.
It just depends on how important religion is to them in terms of controlling other people's lives, you know.
I think it's important, too. I mean, as you move through this, you try not to have too many, like, hard-line no's. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think for them, they probably wanted to understand. I mean, they know that that's very important, but they wanted to still ask her and give the opportunity to understand her and see if there's mm-hmm. some other things that made sense.
Yeah. Because she may be like, you know, I'm not Mormon. I am whatever I am. But, you know, I'm interested in learning more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they're willing to convert, then that's
something like this.
Yeah. Right.
It may be okay yeah. for them.
Especially right. with the pool of potential women
I
to
think
date
that's what
is
gets,
pretty small
yes.
on number three,
yeah.
especially.
Yeah.
We got everybody watching right now. Thank you so much for joining us in the chat. I saw someone ask if we see your text. Absolutely. I see all your
yes,
stuff.
Yes. See your text.
Hey, you guys yes. got a lot of stuff going on. Immediately, we have multiple people asking this to just be turned into the Snowden show because you guys are the most interesting of the bunch. I concur. And a lot of people asking and prophesizing if you guys are still with Vanessa. Probably safe to say yes since she's here with us. But of course, we haven't seen the rest of the season. So I don't know.
Stay
I don't know.
Tuned.
Please stay tuned and keep tossing your questions down there in the chat, because we do say that everybody in the chat with us, you guys are our extended panel. Mm-hmm. Everybody who listens, who watches on YouTube, you listen on iTunes, we love you guys. You're our family. And to that length, Vanessa has a special message for y'all. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Hey, guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help, though. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so we can get involved in the conversation. So you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
We love you guys so much. I say it every single episode that I do. My wife doesn't let me talk about reality TV at home, so I need an outlet. So thank you so much for tuning in. Now, important here. Mm. Ashley
yes.
did not make Vanessa read that.
Oh, no.
Okay. But we do have a question in here. How does Ashley feel about people saying she's controlling Vanessa's life? It's a good question.
Tell us how you feel.
That is a good question. One that I don't get to answer very often.
Lay down on the couch first. Yeah.
So, I know.
You can ask it a lot.
Yeah, I need some tea. And I mean, it sucks to hear people say things like that, you know, especially because we went through a lot last season and we made sure that, you know, this time around we were doing what we felt was right to make sure that we made the right choice in who we were attracting. Sure. So I think people are taking that, you know, to heart, and they're putting their own lens and feel around that. And I also think, I mean, it discredits, you know, Vanessa's ability to hold her own. If she doesn't want to do something or isn't invested in something, then she has a voice that she can use. So
she has used it.
And she has used it. She uses it every episode.
You can ask all my previous employers. I don't like being told what to do.
I'm going to tell you what you do right now is to use your voice right now, because, not that I'm your employer, but Shay K in the chat wants to know if you're open to talking about your post on Instagram last week, shutting down the haters.
Shutting down the haters. Well, I made two about the bra and then the one about my acting background. Mm-hmm. So it's probably the one she's talking about. So, you know, I made the post. I have no problem talking about it. I made the post because there was a very funny article that was like, Vanessa Cobbs, the philanthropist or the actress, you know, fraud. Like, which is she? Because, you know, I work
for
a
very detailed article.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like it was like some Columbo stuff. It was like, is she this? Is she that? They like tried to, like,
are they the same person or not? Like, they couldn't decide.
Did you mean polygamist?
No, I was trying to say philanthropist.
Philanthropist.
Yeah. I can't really talk
very
well.
Why can't you be an actress and a philanthropist?
Well, I am.
Or polygamist.
Well, yeah, all of it.
People think that you have to literally, like, have tunnel vision on your dreams or something. Right. Like, you can only do one thing in order to be happy. And it's like, no, you might have this passion. And, oh, by the way, you might also enjoy doing something else that's kind of different.
And no.
Like, I know.
My goodness.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I do art. I'm an artist as well. Right. I love to sing, and I can't. Sing, and there's nothing that's stopping
nothing
me.
Stops her at
yeah,
all from
exactly.
Singing,
you know, so.
By the way, that's what's beautiful about you, though. Just wanted to say that.
Oh, awesome. You want me to sing? Is that what you're saying?
No, I did not say that.
Okay, because I'll do
that.
Hard stop.
Yeah. But back to the post. So yeah, so you know, I try to be as open and honest as I can. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of talk and people asking me, like, oh, did I see you on this American Heart Association CPR video? And, you know, I was like, oh, well, I want to be able to just say yes. And I mean, there's no one stopping me. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put it out there. Like, yes, I've done some acting and I'm also pursuing a polygamous relationship.
But the crazy thing is you didn't even see that. The commercial initially until my friend sent it and asked about
Well, no, but people have been asked about for years telling me. I had never seen it.
Yeah.
It was a couple years ago. I filmed that and people were like, oh, I saw you on that. Because it's a nationwide thing.
The thing is people are using that to like invalidate the relationship.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's not like, oh, well, whatever. They're like, well, then this can't be real, because they're looking for something to be wrong.
But I can't get mad at people or fault people for that, because like when I saw you guys on TV, because you got along so well, I was like, okay, let me I'm gonna investigate. I would have, you know, I'm one of those Twitter trolls and tried to, you know, because people just want to know. And you hear acting, so of course, you know, I'm sure there are people who are actors who get hired to be on reality television.
Sure.
But I am not one of them.
Sure.
Okay. So nor are we.
Right. We want to move on, but there is so many good questions. Let me just hit you with some more, because guys, keep them coming. This is awesome. Vanessa, are you interested in having your own children?
Ooh.
Yes.
Excellent. Hear that, Dimitri? You heard that, right?
Absolutely.
That was really good. And this is really great from Kayla Cooper. Do you guys, have you yet had any family functions with all three of your families, like extended families? Like, we've seen your sisters come through. We've seen your mom on the show.
Yeah, everybody is just really going to have to stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes.
Answer. Be patient, people. Be patient.
So excited. Good answer.
We're like
good answer.
An orange. It's going to be peeled layers.
An orange, right?
Onion. I don't know.
All right.
Cabbage. I'm still sick, guys.
What kind of monster oranges are you eating?
She eats the GMO ones. Different layers.
Wow. Linda wants to know where the kids are now. With a babysitter. They're all right.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And I want to actually say to that, because everyone, this is one guy in particular that keeps saying the Snowdens never watch their damn kids. He always says that, and it drives me nuts. And I want to bang back at him, but I don't.
It is hard to watch them in a backpack, because you can't really get this head
it's
around, right?
It's a baby carrier.
I just love the kid backpack. I can get it. You dope. Guys, you of course you watch your kids.
Man, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I guess it's like, in monogamy, you don't get a babysitter. It's just such a weird.
Well, it's crazy because if they would see like how like at home
how
it
much
is,
time
we're
spent.
Like, you know, on, there's you know, six eyes on the babies at all times. All time. We don't.
I
let
mean,
them,
just
you know?
Look at how long we are in an episode. Like, how long are we in an episode?
Right.
This episode, much more, which is exciting.
Right.
Let me get one final question here because it keeps coming up and people are interested in it. So the mark you have on your forehead.
Yes.
Could you tell us more about it? What does it represent? And the questions coming in is, Vanessa, do you ascribe to this and would you be getting this mark as well?
Mark.
So it's not a mark.
I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't know the right thing to call it.
No, it's all good. It's people say dot. Too,
okay.
So
I actually thought dot when they were putting that, I thought that was disrespectful.
It's strange.
There's
but
no
it,
right answer.
Sure,
right, you're going
sure.
to fail.
I love that people feel comfortable asking
sure.
about it. So I'm not offended by that in any way.
Good.
But you know, I wear it to represent my third eye. It's a way for me to be consciously in control of my own life.
Yeah.
And because I apply it every day, it's a ritual for me. So I'm reminding myself every day that, you know, this I have the answers. I have the key. I am the key, you know, to my life. And so
mind over matter.
Controlling
mind
in her matter. Own life, guys, not Vanessa's, her yes. own Sorry. Life. That's fantastic. It's not a Dimitri thing, so there would be no reason to think that Vanessa is going to be having a dot as well, necessarily.
Well, we do. It is a part, something that we've made a part of our culture within our family.
That's fantastic.
So our daughters do wear it.
I saw that too,
yeah. Dimitri has considered at times wearing it for him and Neo, but, you know, we're still creating a lot of our lives and our awareness is growing, you know, every day. So we're working through that.
And listen, there's a lot of gaps for people of color, in particular African Americans, in terms of culture and origin. And so there's a lot of practices that are lost and broken and
sure.
kind of incomplete. So, you know, in this generation, I call myself Generation Zero in my family. I'm trying to piece it back together the best I can.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm realizing. My father was born in Havana, Cuba, so there's Taino Indians there. His mom is actually Native American, and my mother's African American. So I'm taking you're African, but African American. But I mean, anyway, I'm just trying to piece all these things together that, you know, culminate to be who I am.
Yeah.
Right, and pull that forward so that we have something that's grounding. So,
yeah.
I mean, I can babble on about it, but I think part of the challenge is because we don't have a true culture, you have challenges with tradition, and this is why the family unit is kind of not as solid as it used to be,
yeah.
in my opinion. If we can hold on to something, whatever it was, as trivial as it may be, this is what our family does.
Yeah.
And you can just carry that on. And it doesn't hurt anyone. It's not offensive.
Of
right?
course, yeah.
You got some stuff that people hang on to, and I'm like, wow, you can let that one go.
People will be offended about it.
And I just want to add real quick, I mean, most people see the bindi,
mm-hmm.
right? And they think of Indians, Indian women in particular. Who are, yeah. Mm-hmm. But also women from all around the world actually wear. It's called different things in different mm-hmm. communities. I actually just learned the word ucha.
Okay.
Which is an African-centered bindi,
cool.
if
yeah.
you will. So it, you know, it's it just when it feels right for you, you do that thing, and that's what feels right for me.
That's fantastic, man. I want to talk about their segment, but people are being so great in the chat. a lot of love for the kids. That's fantastic, and you know, thank you for setting a positive example on polygamy from Ma'at Ra. So that's really, really fascinating.
Yeah.
One of the
Thank
things
you.
We've been talking about with you guys and all the fans watching and listening right now with the Snowdens just in general is it's very fascinating watching you guys because this is obviously a strong personal choice that you guys have made. And I think that's why all the fans and everybody watching, you resonate with them so much because it's not what some, no offense, what some could consider kind of an esoteric calling from God,
right,
that can be not material to some people, and yeah, it doesn't hang as well with some people if you're not part of that faith.
Right.
For you guys, it's a personal choice, and I think that's what resonates so well with people.
Yeah.
Vanessa might have twins. That's true.
My brother had twins, a boy and a girl, and I have a twin.
Well, that doesn't count. Yeah, that's no fun.
It doesn't count.
And lastly, before we move on, one last question, but keep them coming, guys. Do you guys go out, they want to go out in public representing as a plural family?
We do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We don't have, what did Colton say, the closet way?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not the closet way, Sophie. I feel you, girl.
I don't know, has anyone recognized us out together yet?
I don't think
we get recognized like individually.
Yeah, if I'm by myself, I don't think we've been recognized together. And or they just don't come up and say anything.
Wait,
yeah.
I got recognized for the first time the other day with Adrian, because my sister, my family's in town visiting. Yeah. So I went to their hotel, and these group of teenagers, this girl looks at us, was in the elevator. She's like, they're from this weird show I watched. Okay, thanks. Do you want a picture?
And now the question is going to be, how long until your sister in Australia is recognized and people start talking to her about
in Australia? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh.
If it gets right, or if she gets right here.
It's behind there. It's not playing right now. There are other countries.
UK's people, playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like a season
Scotland,
behind.
Scotland, Ireland.
Behind. I think it just depends on whatever their network, you know,
the market is. Yeah.
Guys, we've gotten way too serious in this discussion right now. Let's talk about your hoo-has. Yeah. So...
That's why we're all here.
This is what it is. So let's talk about you guys. You had another fantastic bunch of segments in this episode. You guys are so loving, so warm. We know Vanessa doesn't like to exercise necessarily right off the bat right now.
I was pretty impressed with my boxing moves looking back on it. I know you were not.
Nah.
To be fair, to defend you a little bit, honor, Dimitri did try to have you wall sit against an angled tree.
I know! And it was 97 degrees.
Probably not the easiest way.
Yeah. Oh, cry me a river.
97 degrees. It was a very long day, too.
Your lunges suck, though, boo.
I know. I saw some people caught that, like, you were a little bit ahead of me, and then I was not actually doing long.
Cheating out a little bit. When we get back, and this was really fascinating, because now in this episode, you've come to the end of the 21-day detox. It's now infamous, right? Mm-hmm. You've come to the end. We hear you guys talking about how high the sexual tension is in the house, at least between the two of you. And Dimitri, I thought it was really insightful. We're all going to giggle like little kids. I sure will. But really insightful how you said, you know, the detox and the diet is more than just face value.
Mm-hmm.
It shows a high level of commitment. It shows that what you're trying to bring and come to the family is more than just a sexual relationship, or it's more obviously than just fame or being on TV or anything like that, that you're really all in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you saw it from, Vanessa, right from the beginning?
Yes. Well, I mean, as we can see, I'm a very nuanced person in my feelings about things. But overall, I was excited about how I was feeling, like internally, like my skin. Like people were like, your skin looked great. And I was like, God, my skin did look really, really great. I was
just a quick comment on, do you know how many people like said like on my Instagram, like how different and great she looks between when we first started and now, now being on the, you know, on that particular episode, like
sure,
they can see it. Like you can literally see, you can see the glow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was going to say, when filming began, I had been to Paris and I ate like only croissants for a week and
just
so I was,
right.
I was really not looking my
whatever the
best.
Opposite of the pH detox is, that's what you ate.
Yeah,
in
I was like really.
Yeah.
But yes, no, I mean, being with them, yes, they wanted me to do it, but it wasn't like they were like, you know, eat, you know, crickets every day for, you know, 21 days. You know, it was all really.
And howl under the moon.
That's right.
And by the way, I want to be clear, like, this is the thing I want to clear up with people too. Like, everything is a choice. Like, you, when you meet the Snowden, just like, hey, there we are. You know what I mean? Like, do you, and I said this last one too, like, you literally can make a choice whether you want to be there or not.
Yeah.
And if so, then, you know, this is kind of what we have to work through. But the benefit is not because we said so or because we're making someone do it.
It's our family culture. And if you are not with it, then you can say, I'm not with it.
And the benefits are obviously like personal health. And then, like, you know, if we're going to have children, it just gets your body in the most optimal state to have children. It gets your mind. It's like it's so much. It's more than just the want or desire for us to make someone do it, you know?
100%. I agree. It seems great. To that, I'm trying to keep up with the chat here.
I know, it's a lot going on.
Is there a specific link to the diet for people at home who are curious and interested?
Ooh.
Would you guys know where to find it?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I was reading the question.
Is there a specific resource or link or something for people watching at home who are interested in the diet and exploring it, possibly trying it themselves?
Yeah, so if you go to my website... I have it posted up there.
Which website?
Hit us the URL.
And my website is ashleysnowden.com.
Boom.
Could have guessed that one. Let's do a couple more questions before we get into the rest of it. Are the Snowdens open? This is from Audrey. Are the Snowdens open to other races if when seeking a third sister wife?
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, we're always open.
Yeah.
I think for the right person.
Yeah.
I think we definitely have a preference to honor, you know, our people, but you can't stop love. You can't help who you love.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. It's not like, no, this race or this race.
Yeah.
Like that. It's just.
Yeah. Again, everyone has a preference. I think a melanated person is preferable, but, it, you know, like Ashley said, it's love is love, man.
Yeah.
The same thing as every single person watching here. It's what you're attracted to,
exactly.
Right? Absolutely.
Right.
Clara wants to know, will Vanessa receive the Snowden name if she's accepted as a wife?
Ooh.
We'll see this in the mail.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. We'll see. And Stevie, just to finish off our last point, wanted to know, does she, Vanessa, continue the diet? So are you still on it right
forever.
Now? Forever. Sure. Into the future.
Well, we try to eat as alkaline as possible just for health benefits. But, you know, when we go out to eat and stuff, you know, sometimes Demetri and I like cheese pizza, so we'll have some cheese pizza.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That is a fun segue into the steaming. So,
pizza to...
Very fascinating. Yeah, cheese pizza to yoni steam. Ashley.
Yes.
Is this something you do on the regular?
I have done this several times, yes. Not on the regular. I'm not like a weekly sign up for my yoni steam, but I've done it about 3 times now, not including doing it this episode.
And this wasn't a requirement, by the way. I know people were like, well, this is a requirement to
you
do
see,
before.
You see Vanessa like, I just did this 21 days, now I gotta steam this, like, whoa.
It was a present from Ashley to both of us.
Yes.
And all women should do it because it helps with, like,
all
period cramps and cleaning, you know, things out between your cycles and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to it. And everybody saying, no, there's no, you know, facts on that or whatever. But
yeah, I mean, everything that we do to everyone is pseudo science.
Sure.
Pseudo right. This, pseudo y'all sure. Just making shit up.
But you enjoyed it. It worked for you guys.
It was so fun.
It was fun. There you go.
Yeah.
The one thing, because we know, guys, and everybody watching, we know the episode for you ends on a cliffhanger. We don't actually know what happens. You go behind closed doors. The one big point I wanted to make from your segment was this, everything that's gone into this from with your family, right? The detox diet, meeting everybody. Now, the steaming, which we know wasn't a prerequisite or anything like that, but there's a lot of talking about it. You guys are in the kitchen and you're messing with them real bad. Like, you're ready for the big night. It's like, whoa. It's like, more and more and more and more. This seems like a really, really big buildup for what normally a first time having sex with a partner is, let's just say, more spontaneous or not as quite planned out and made into like an event.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. If you didn't know, we do over 100 different after shows a week for your favorite TV series. We do it in podcast and video form, and it's never been easier to start your own podcast to get in with us and talk about the things you love. If you've ever thought about it, Go to anchor.fm/start to start your own podcast. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and super easy to use. Now, Anchor can match you with sponsors who want to advertise on your show and get you paid right away. Doing over 100 shows a week, it makes it so much easier to be able to cut out things that we want to cut out and insert things that we want to insert to make the show the quality that you, the fans, deserve. So, if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join us and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. I can't wait to hear it.
Is that something that's normal in the community? Is that just how it happened for your family? Like, take us through that a little bit, because it is like a thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Again, everyone has their own way they do it. Some families only have sex after they're married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For us, we didn't want to wait that far because physical connection is kind of, you know, underlying requirement or fiber of the relationship. But we did want to obviously pause and make sure that Vanessa is going to be the right person, right?
Yeah.
Because there's the inherent risk, right? It's the you know, disease, it's the pregnancy that
sure.
can come up, it's all that, but it's also like it's the emotional bond
of
that
course.
Comes with sex. I mean, if especially if you're doing this for this reason, the emotional I'll say it again, fiber, right? It becomes very thick, it becomes very strong. So you want to make sure that everyone is moving the same page and everyone's doing what they need to, and we're all agree that we're going this direction before you do that, because you can't control and control Z that. You can't undo it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, right.
I would just like to add, we were all tested before, you know,
yeah.
coming into this relationship.
Right.
Everyone's like, well, you care about the 21 diet, but
it
not
wouldn't
tested.
Have made great TV. So
no,
we
right,
didn't
right.
talk, and we don't tell y'all everything. And there's lots of scenes you haven't seen because
right.
they didn't make it.
Right.
The test's not that exciting,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Right.
You passed.
It's framed up on the wall.
It's okay.
This is interesting, and not that you are necessarily an expert on it, Ashley, but Composure45 says, I would think the yoni steam would cause a yeast infection.
No. I mean, anything can cause irritation if you're allergic to it or if you do it too much or
sure.
if you burn yourself, you know. So there are definitely risks involved, and you need to make sure that you're working with someone who's knowledgeable, you know, when you're doing
sure.
it, or at least have done it before. You know, to get
a yoni steam shaman.
Yes. Follow all the instructions.
Yeah.
Follow all the instructions. But no, the herbs that are chosen are very specific to women's health, women's vaginal health
mm-hmm.
and womb health and just overall health. So, yeah, I mean.
And aren't the sessions, they're pretty short, right? Like 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, every practitioner has their recommendations. You can go for like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, but usually they tell you to build up on that. So the first time you do it, it's a shorter time, and
yeah.
then you build up on it, and the heat can be low, and then you build up the heat. Like,
sure.
you know, you're not trying to burn yourself. That's not the point, you know. But you're
get
just,
the experience.
Yeah.
Hit us with it.
Yeah.
I do want to make one last
yeah.
note. Just for my clinical first responder thing, if you are pregnant, do not do a yoni steam. That's an absolute no-no.
Yes. Yeah.
And don't do it if you're going to get ready to start your cycle. So I know
good.
I shouldn't speak on such things. But
none of us here are doctors, but good advice.
No, sorry. It's just the whole clinical side. Okay, I'm done.
This is perfect question. I want to try to get this right. To Chase Dream, I believe is your name, my friend. How uncomfortable, because we're going to the end of the episode, we know now it's time for Dimitri and Vanessa to finally have sex, maybe, cliffhanger, but for Ashley, how uncomfortable is it, was it, especially in the time you're about to put one of your children to bed, being in the same house, having the bedrooms so nearby? I don't know, maybe you hear noises or something like that. What are the feelings going through your head at the time?
I talk about my feelings coming up.
Oh,
so
right.
I don't want to
yeah.
spoil
more
anything for anyone.
For you guys. Good. No.
Keep watching everything.
Keep watching.
100%. 100%. Really, really good. Well, we end on a cliffhanger. We've got the little bell on the doorknob. Do not disturb. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to have to see what happens to you guys next time. Let's
yep.
go to our final couple.
Yes.
Big Bernie.
The Bernie.
Okay.
The Bernie.
Burn Mac.
The Burn. So... We start out this episode, the kids seem sad, they miss Brandy,
mm-hmm.
But Paige still upset.
Mm-hmm.
Paige is thinking that this whole thing is perhaps moving too fast. But Bernie is saying, I know that's what Paige is thinking, but Brandy's just so right for me. I'm really falling for her. This seems really, really right. In your experience, do you see a lot of couples moving into plural relationships not on the same page with each other? We've talked a lot about perception versus reality. Mm-hmm. But once you're kind of going into it, mismatched pages?
Hell yeah. It happened to Ashley and I. Hands down. I mean, there is a template for what a relationship typically looks like, and that's male and female, and it's monogamy, right? So that's you care to share? You all right? You got a good comment?
That's a great question. Kay Gregory asks...
don't
cut. Move on. I know, what's the question?
When you said a man needs to make sure his money is up before he pursues a polygamous triad, how much are we talking about? I'm currently at $120K a year, but I want my wives to work. So I don't know if you got financial advice for anybody looking to move into the plural lifestyle.
Where do you live is the first question.
Yeah, that's right. It depends on where you live. Key. Exactly.
And he said he wants his wives to work or does not want
He does.
He does.
Yes.
He's like, you're going to keep working.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be smart in terms of pooling your money. I mean,
sure.
It depends on what the family's trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
Listen, if you want your wives, or if your wives want to, fix that. If your wives want to be stay-at-home mothers, then you need to have enough money to accommodate, you know, the lifestyle that's required. If they have hobbies and you don't have children, then sure, work away. Or if you're trying to get a house and have it paid off,
sure,
and put like 40% down. I mean, it really depends on the goals of the family.
Right.
I can't answer the question, but definitely have your money up.
That was two funny questions. And it was so specific. I loved it. Let's get back to Bernie. So obviously people are on different pages once they go in.
Well, I don't know if it's...
Sometimes.
I don't think you start off on different pages. I don't think that's the intention.
Right, sure.
But I do think that when there are three people involved, the compatibility can change because one person may be more compatible with the other.
Or it expresses itself in different ways.
Exactly.
Compatibility between male and female is like, again, there's a template for it. We know it's, you know, I like her. I can know that in 2 seconds.
Sure.
Women may have to work a little bit harder at it. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, many women aren't even accustomed to interacting with women in that personal way. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, you strive to be on the same page. And that's why you put a framework in place for that,
right.
But you don't always know until it happens, and especially for them, this is kind of like new for them.
Sure.
So it's like, okay, now it's in my face.
And even though they may mechanically be on the same page, meaning like he hasn't slept with her yet, she's not spending the night, and they're not getting married, emotionally, they may be like this.
Sure.
Like he may be falling for her, and Paige is like, well, I don't even know if I like the chick.
Absolutely.
Yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So even it doesn't even matter what mechanical stopgaps you put in place in your relationship, you cannot throttle emotions.
Right.
You cannot control, you cannot.
Well, we see over and over again, Paige say she wants this lifestyle, she's interested in this. And then actually, you know, did you guys think, because near the end of their first segment, she decides that they kind of need to keep looking.
Yeah.
And Bernie says he really likes Brandy, but she's like, I think we should keep looking. Do you think that is just the jealousy? Does she not really want this lifestyle and say, you know, no, but let's keep looking as a way to prolong the idea of it without actually committing?
See, I really like Brandy, and I think she would be a good fit for them. Other than the fact that they both mentioned that they want more kids.
Yeah.
So, and if Brandy doesn't, that's where the disconnect is happening for me. Like, why did they, you know, and obviously we don't see it all, but why did they even move forward? Because then Paige brings up again, like, should we keep looking for someone who, you know, is a bit younger, who can have kids and stuff? So it's like,
and that's a good point, because that goes back to what you said a couple of episodes ago, in that it's hard to find women that want to do this.
Right.
So if you do find one and she doesn't quite satisfy everything on your checklist, you're like, okay. This is as close as we're going to get. We'll take it.
Yeah. Right.
It's not quite there, but we'll take it. So, you know, you get to that thing where you kind of settle to a degree, right? And this is where Ash and I had to learn patience. Specifically, me had to learn patience. I had to slow my ass down. Like, son, like, you got to stop because you're going to make a mess.
Right.
You're going to make a... You're going to make a mess. So if you can stop, if you can make sure that the woman you're choosing, or the people that you want in your relationship, or the people you want to be there, and they can, you guys can have the camaraderie that's required, it can be successful.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you start off in a deficit, if you will,
sure,
like, it's because you're going to be hoping for it to change. you're falling in love with the, you know, the potentiality of it, but not the the realness of it. And that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, people may not live up to your potential. Then
of course. Yeah.
And, you know, I think Paige is really an example of someone processing real time, you know? So it's hard to hear when people are like, well, she don't want this. She don't want this. She wants it. This is all new for her. So she's literally like working through it. And it's okay to like be so like, I want this. But then when it comes, you're like, I don't really know if this is what I thought it was, or I'm not really. But talking about it is important, you know?
I think it's interesting that we see that Paige initially brought it up, like it was her idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now you see Bernie constantly saying that this is what he was called to do. Mm-hmm. So I thought that kind of juxtaposition is interesting if he hadn't actually brought it up in the first place. Yeah. Someone had a really good question. Not sure if you guys have insight on this, but what would happen theoretically if Paige decides, I was wrong, I made a mistake, this is not for me, shut it down, I don't want to be in a plural relationship. What would Bernie need to do? And has this exploration potentially scarred their monogamous relationship that they had?
It could. We've seen it quite a few times where the first wife actually winds up leaving.
Wow.
Yeah, we've seen it a couple of times in families where it's like, first wife, for whatever reason, she's like, I don't like this woman that you picked, or we're not getting along, or this is not what I thought. Right. I want out. And so now he's left, if you will, with the second wife.
Yeah.
That happens. It's actually, I mean, it's not too rare.
I think it would definitely put a damper on the relationship if she decided, I'm not doing this.
Especially if you can't articulate what it is that's making her uncomfortable, other than the fact she's uncomfortable. And that, right. I don't know, I feel like that's okay. I mean, as the first wife, you know, Bernie should be like checking in with her and being like, okay, you know, and if she wants to shut it down, you can't. I don't feel like you should continue.
But I mean, he is checking in with her. I think the problem is she's not providing, you know, answers. She's not being solid in whatever.
So for him, he's just like, well, okay. So hypothetically, he would be like, well, end it for what? So then he's like, because as a guy, you're like, okay, well, then maybe we can address the thing. But if you're just going to be nebulous and say, well, I'm just uncomfortable, well, I don't know what that means.
Right,
Like, what exactly is uncomfortable?
The whole family is now invested in this. Now it's not just about Paige. Right. Literally, like, the kids want Brandy back, want to interact with her and all that stuff. So that's why you got to be very, very careful and just very, very, like, communicative every step of the way. And I think she's doing a good job by saying, hey, red flag, I'm not comfortable. But then they need to explore that. Right. They need to really, and then get on the same page about it, before they move forward.
So there's two things. There's when you're going through any situation, you have to express the emotion and then define the emotion. Right. So express your anger, express your sadness, your happiness, but then define like what it is that got you there. What do you think it is?
Right.
Articulate that. And then let's dematerialize that. Right. Yeah. And it could be real. It could be a figment of your imagination. It could be all the above. But you can't know if you just end on how you feel about it like that. Who cares?
Right.
Feel. And I don't want to be brash, but like feelings are fleeting. Right. You can be mad, but you'll literally get over it. But that doesn't fix the thing that brought you to that point.
So
express the emotion, define the emotion, and then if she can continue, if she can start defining her emotion, I think she'll be okay. I think they'll be okay.
And it may just be simple jealousy. I mean,
I
know I'm different in that way. But a lot of women that even chime in, like on my social media pages, talk about how jealousy is just a natural emotion for them. Some of them are in plural relationships, and that's something that they work through. So this is, because it's still so new, okay, you're jealous. Like, let's figure out why, and let's learn how to cope and work through that.
Right.
Let's not shut down the whole thing just because, you know, you got a little cold feet. Like, let's really talk about this and really understand if this is something that's workoutable or not.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll find out a little bit in the next episode, because we see Brandy comes back and we see some conversations. So that's going to be really, really exciting. Guys, lots and lots of comments. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to before we got to go, guys, take up your pads. Of course, we do the pre-newlywed game with the Stones here. Today, we're going to do each and every one of you's favorite TV show of all time. Mine is I Love Lucy, if anybody out there cares.
I broke this last time, so I'm writing down my favorite show on my piece of paper.
That's fine.
Okay.
And then the other two are going to say what they think it is, and we'll see.
Okay, got it.
Anybody else? Keep them coming with some of the questions. We might have a couple mins here at the end. But one of my favorite comments the whole time is, you guys are just so full of love and amazing. You've set the bar too high for polygamous relationships.
Listen, we are one version of that. There are a gazillion versions. And I want to tell people, like, we appreciate all of it, but you had to do what's good for you. And you can take notes out of our book or you can burn our whole book. I mean, it's fine. But do you?
Yeah.
There's literally no wrong way to do it as long as you're not hurting people.
100%. So. Peace, pearl bubbles. Love you guys. Okay, so let's start with Dimitri. Ladies, what do you think his favorite all-time show?
I was too busy writing down my show.
This is your problem.
I didn't think about your show. What do you think?
I'm trying to get you to watch a movie, a television show. Get out of here. Oh, my gosh.
He wrote something.
From childhood. Mm-hmm. Captain Planet. No.
Wow. I do know that song. Captain Planet, he's our hero. He made the bad guys down to zero.
I know that's not it.
Yeah, the kids do all the work in that show.
They're
summon him. He's like, great job, guys. I'll take the credit.
Is it called Captain Planet or is it a type of different name?
It's Captain Planet.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not Captain Planet. Okay. What do you think?
MASH.
What the hell?
Wow.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
I had to go to bed when MASH came on.
That's what I thought. I was like, because I know your dad used to have you watching those old shows.
Yeah, he would. Reveal.
So my reveal is Friends.
Friends.
Ah,
what?
We could be
watching Friends this whole time?
Man, I used to
just renewed on Netflix.
What?
There you go.
That's right, it was.
Vanessa, Dimitri, what is Ashley's favorite show of all
time? A Different World.
Wow, he wasn't even finished yet.
What's yours?
I think it's the witchy show. The
Charmed.
Ah.
There's only one show that could ever. But I do like Charmed. That would have been second.
The reboot or the original?
The original. I'm not even seen the reboot yet.
Fair enough.
I can't say that it.
And now you two for Vanessa.
She watches every. I don't care.
But I know.
I've been talking about it.
Vanderpump Rules.
We have an after show for that.
I do love Dimitri. Vanderpump Rules.
What does Vanessa. Man.
You said we've been talking about it?
I've been trying to get you guys to watch it since I've known you, and I talk about
it. The Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Like, I use all these words.
Yeah, I do have a lot of favorite shows. But
Black Mirror.
Okay. What is it?
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Unbreakable.
I wouldn't have ever said that because I don't even know how you say the damn title.
So good. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We couldn't get to all your questions. We will be here next week. We'll take many more of your questions. Until then, let's go around the table starting with Dimitri. Tell everybody where they can follow you and hang out with you online.
Thanks for watching. You can catch me everywhere on social at Dimitri Snowden.
At Ashley K. Snowden on Instagram and Twitter.
Vanessa Cobbs on Instagram, just at Vanessa Cobbs, and Vanessa_Cobbs on Twitter.
And guys, I'm Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Have a fantastic week. Go do you.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.